Our next guest is well known to this audience, of course, is one of our absolute favorites. Don't tell him that, though. It's our little secret. He's taught at the university level, some of the highest universities in this country, computer science, astronomy, physics, abstract algebra. I mean, the list goes on. The guy, let's put it this way, the guy is smart. The guy's a tier one scientist. He has a lot of connections, and he's into a lot of things. It's always a pleasure to have him on. JMCCSCI.com is his website. James McKenney, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thanks, Daniel, for my monthly visit here.
Yes, the chats with James, the monthly visit. It's like going to a therapist.
Fireside chat.
Fireside chat with James McKenney. There you go. Let's start with a story my uncle brought my attention to. You know, we're going to talk about NASA, I'm sure, quite a bit. But NASA put out a story that said, oh, wow, we took some new pictures, and there's galaxies that are going away from our solar system from the Big Bang explosion that are now moving past the speed of light and are going away from us faster than the speed of light. And my initial thought was, well, if it's going faster than the speed of light, how can you even see it? But I don't know. Does that make any sense to you, or is that just another NASA-ism?
Well, yeah, it does not make any sense that if they're going fast up to the speed of light, the light still gets to us at the speed of light, but it's redshifted. And this is one of the big problems with their big announcement of taking a picture of a black hole. You don't just take a picture and there's something like a black space in the middle and that's the black hole. And wow, we took a picture of a black hole. There's a lot of data that would have to go with that to corroborate it. And that involves redshifted light that would come out of the event horizon, et cetera. And they had nothing. They had absolutely nothing in the scientific sense that would corroborate the idea that they took a picture of a black hole. And so this story is also just off the wall. I don't know what there must be a big bowl of green stuff to smoke in the cafeterias over there at NASA. Because I just can't believe the stuff they're coming out with. One of the topics I wrote in about the show today was NASA is claiming that they're going to go to Mars soon, you know, in the near future. Nobody's going to Mars. Let me just make it clear. When you do, you know, things like space or build airplanes or, you know, build new cars, new types of cars, it's a progression. And that means you have little stepping stones. You accomplish one thing. You got that down. Okay, you're doing that good. Now go to the next step. You know, and this quantum leap from low Earth orbit to Mars is absurd. It's absolutely absurd. But just very clearly, nobody is going to Mars. The technology and the ability to be in space and do things in space just has not advanced to the point where they're going to do that. And if they had been going to the moon regularly and doing things, and with orbital stations and artificial gravity and all the other things you need, carrying a long-term supplies, you know, the space station is up in orbit. They quick go up there, drop off some supplies, get supplies back. But imagine going camping, you know, and all your camping gear is good for a weekend or maybe go for 4 or 5 days camping. And then all of a sudden somebody says, okay, now you take your camping gear that you normally take and now go out there in the woods for 3.5 years and you have nothing else to go on. It's like you don't have your little packets of food. You don't have your little camp kit, cook kit. You don't have your Bunsen burner lighter and all the other stuff you have. It's like you don't have any of this. Now all of a sudden, you know, to go to Mars, you have to take everything you need, and unlike Matt Damon, you're not going to have a potato farm on Mars. You know? So it's like, no, nobody's going to Mars. And these people have these meetings. There was these five women had a meeting the other week, and it was like a little panel with a little peanut gallery. And oh, we're going to go to Mars. We're going to do spelunking, cave walking. We're going to go hiking on Mars. I mean, these people are just Looney Tune.
Let me ask you this.
Nobody's going to Mars.
All right, let me ask you this: with what you know of our technology, at our present level, whatever. Let's say we did venture out to Mars. How long would it take to get there in the space technology that you know about?
Well, it's one thing to get there, but Mars is coming by, or we're coming around inside of it, basically. So when you launch to Mars, you have to launch and go basically somewhat radially outwards, and then Mars catches up to you. Hmm. By the time you land, it's already too late to come off the planet and come back to Earth. You have 2.5 years before you can launch to come back to Earth.
Oh, wow.
So it's probably a 9-month trip with current technology. But let's say you could cut it down to 5 days, you know, something ridiculously small. And you do this in physics sometimes to prove a point. Let's pretend that NASA has the super duper SpaceX modern Hyper Falcon X rocket and they can get to Mars in 5 days, which they can't. Okay, by the time you get to Mars, you've lost the window to come back because the Earth has already moved in its orbit away around the sun. You're not going to be able to come back to Earth for another 2.5 years. So you got to take all your stuff, all of your potatoes, you know, Matt Damon, and all of your, you know, food, etc., everything you're going to have, and you're going to be weightless. Now, let me just make, this is one little minor point of hundreds. Nobody has ever spent more than a year or a little more than a year in space weightless. And when these guys come back, their muscles don't work. They have to lay in a bed. Their digestive system doesn't work. Now, to go [S2] Wow. [S1] To Mars and come back, we're talking 3.5 to 4 years of weightlessness. Okay? Nobody has ever done this before. And they just, these women are like, well, we're just, yeah, it's going to be great.
We're going to go hiking.
Going to have little pictures of backpacks, you know, like we're camping through the woods. I mean, these people are Looney Tune.
Is there gravity on Mars? You know,
Okay. It's very low. But Mars is worse than the moon because Mars has an atmosphere. It's very faint. It doesn't protect you from radiation. But they have 300-mile-an-hour wind storms with dust.
Whoa.
And dirt. Now, you know, a dust storm on the Sahara Desert would take the paint off your house. A dust storm on Mars is going to take the wood off the house.
Take the shingles off.
Yeah, it's going to take more than the paint off. You know, and it's just absolutely, it just drives me crazy when I see these people. There's a month ago, there was a group of people that got together in Europe, and it was like, we're all going to go to Mars type of meeting. And Elon Musk was the lead-off guy. They don't know about radiation. They have never, ever, since the alleged moon landings, had people above low Earth orbit. They don't know anything about radiation. There's no data. NASA has sent the Orion spacecraft into the Van Allen and belts and back, and they have released no data at all about this. You know, they're... I mean, this is just Looney Tune stuff. And so, but anyway, going back to the point of, is something moving away faster than the speed of light? You know, the stuff that's being taught, and by the way, I'm starting an educational program in my paid cast for science and mathematics so we can get back to some semblance of reality in science and mathematics, because what kids are being taught today in school is just bonkers.
So would this be the replacing homeschool, or this is kind of an adjunct to homeschool or even public school, kind of a supplement science kind of thing? What, tell us about that a little bit more.
Well, you have Google Education, you have textbook industry, which is a monopoly in all the schools. You have the accreditation industry where schools have to be accredited. And even if you have homeschooling or private school, you still have to teach the same crap that they teach in the public schools to be accredited. You know, you get to the university, you have 10 professors with tenure who've never been outside of a university ivory wall. These people live in la la land, you know, and these people are teaching our kids. You know, there's no reality here at all, is my point. And when it comes to science, science is top-down funded today. So if somebody wants to be in a university, you have to, you know, publish or perish is the still the rule of the day. And so anybody that's teaching, say, a new adjunct that comes in, and I was surrounded by these at Cornell, they or any good university, these people come in, they don't want to teach. They want to get through that first 2, 3, 4 years, get funding where they got their own projects, and then they can start publishing, get their name farther up on the line in the published articles, get money coming in, and then they don't have to teach anymore. So they live in this research world, and the poor students are paying all this money and probably they're being taught by graduate students that can't speak English.
You know,
this is the university system today.
Let me go back, Mars. Trump has recently said, Moon, I don't want to go to the moon. I want to go to Mars. Is this just a ruse or a delay to keep us from inevitability of our, that we can't do it or what? What do you make of Trump's statements?
I don't know. Maybe he's been visiting the Green Bowl there over at NASA too. But no, Trump is a politician and he knows that NASA is Congress proof. You have to support NASA because it's there's so many employment, there's so much employment in all of the political districts. But Trump did something about a year ago, a little more, very wise. He told NASA, he said, by 2024, you have to be self-supporting. We're not going to give you any more money. So this past week, NASA put out a proposal. They're going to sell trips to the International Space Station for $50 million for the transportation, then $35,000 a night for room and board, basically.
Ooh.
For the number of nights that you're there. And you might think, well, that's a lot of money. And they're going to allow two of these at a time. But, okay, if NASA is going to replace its current budget, which is $21.5 billion annual budget, they would have to send 403 of these people to the International Space Station, which means they'd have to launch one, more than one per day, to visit this. They'd need a hotel to accommodate all the people paying them $50 million so they could make up their annual budget, which we give them for free for this Looney Tune stuff that they're doing. But anyway, they are starting this, but the people that would go on this would be going on equipment that's never been tested before. The Elon Musk Dragon system has never been tested with humans. The Boeing system has never been tested with humans. And so if you signed up,
what could possibly go wrong? Yeah. What could possibly go wrong?
Excuse me for laughing. I mean, come on. bring some adults back in the room, please. Please. You know,
you have a lot of contacts all over the world from many different countries, Russia, particularly. You talk to them, you know, semi frequently, I imagine. Do they laugh at this too? What is their sense of NASA? What do they tell you? What feedback do you get?
Well, this is interesting because just recently I was contacted by Russian TV. I've been on TV over there a number of times, as well as Japan. But the news media contacted me to do a story on the 50th anniversary of the Apollo program, the U.S. Apollo program allegedly going to the moon. And they wanted me to comment on this. And I turned it down. The reason being, it's, you know, that doesn't do anything for me. You know, I'm trying to promote sound science, etc. But the reality is that nobody in Russia, including the scientists, primarily the scientists, they know for a fact that NASA never went to the moon, because they went to the moon back in the 60s. They had all the capability. They had the ability to send the men. They had the big rockets. They had everything. And the men came back very dead from radiation burns. And this is the kind of severe radiation burns that you would get if, like, if you were at Chernobyl, you know, when it was, the reactor was melting down, or if you were at Fukushima. This is the kind of radiation burns that these people came back with, and they were dead. And so they never tried again. The Russians have always had much better capability going into space. Right now, NASA, everybody that goes to the space station or anything that NASA launches now, except for a couple of things that SpaceX does, is launched out of Russia. We don't have rockets. NASA doesn't have rockets to do anything. They have stuff that's on the drawing board that's never
that,
been tested.
That sounds almost unbelievable, James. Where's that money going?
Well, even during the shuttle days, most of our launches came from Russia. Even our military stuff, even our top secret military stuff was being launched from Russia.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. This is goofy. You know,
well, let me ask you, you mentioned radiation, and we're talking about the Van Allen belt, I imagine. One, why was it named for Van Allen? What, I guess he discovered it, or explain that, and then explain where is this belt in relation to Earth, to the moon, and what you know about it.
Well, first of all, it's not only the Van Allen belt. I mean, that's a local radiation belt around Earth. And
How high up is that?
It's not too far away. Just to give you an idea, the International Space Station is right at the lower edge of the inner Van Allen belt. There's two primary belts. There's actually three, but two primary ones. One is electrons and one is protons, and they're trapped in Earth's magnetic field at near relativistic speed. So these are high energy particles trapped in our magnetic field that surround Earth, and it looks like a big donut, kind of like if you took a donut and stretched it, that's kind of like, okay, take the donut with the hole in the middle and stretch it vertically in all directions, and then put the Earth in the middle of the donut hole. That's kind of what they look like. There's two of them. One is bigger than the other. And here's part of the issue is that when you get in between these, one is positive, as one is negative. So you start discharging the Van Allen belts from one to the other. And so the high energy particles hitting the metal in the spacecraft causes X-rays. And if you get into the proton side or the electron side of the Van Allen belt, the same thing happens. So the X-rays are the problem, not the particles themselves. And so it's like being in an X-ray machine, but very high, you know, a lot of X-rays, X-ray exposure. And so that's one of them. Around Earth, there are other, what I've identified as electrical batteries. These are plasma batteries that surround Earth. There's 17 of them. And basically the shuttle and the space station and these low Earth items orbiting Earth are below that.
And so how far up is that space station? Is it 5 miles? Is it 10 miles? What is it?
Yeah, the edge of space is around 60 miles. The space station is up a bit farther, like 150 miles. And that's just on the inner edge of the first Van Allen belt.
Wow.
That's kind of the, and, you know, NASA has been asked how they got through the Van Allen belts. And in the Apollo program, it's very interesting. I'll just two issues here. They claim now that they found a crack in the Van Allen belt, and they flew through that during the Apollo program. But the Van Allen belts are changing constantly, and you would need spacecraft up there monitoring them continuously to know where they even are. And, of course, NASA did not have anything like that in the 60s. They don't have anything like that today to monitor where these things are and how they're moving. And all of a sudden, if a solar storm comes, they can build up very quickly. They can disperse very quickly. So the idea that somehow they knew where a crack was to fly through is ludicrous. you know, it's just another bogus scientific, fake news.
Yeah, vaccines are safe and effective.
But anyway, getting back to the space radiation, if, for example, here's a good example. In about 8 days, you're going to notice a lot of wind. This is the Jupiter winds that I talk about in my science work. We become electrically connected with Jupiter. There's a big electron stream that comes out from the sun to Jupiter. And when we get caught up in that, it drives our weather systems and creates a lot of wind. And I call it the Jupiter winds. It's part of my weather work. And so anyway, if you're going to Mars in a spaceship, you are going to get caught up in that electron discharge, whether you like it or not. You'll be in that 2 or 3 times before you ever get your spacecraft back to Earth. So you're going to be discharging this, and that's going to cause radiation just like in the Van Allen belt. So, you know, there's all kinds of radiation issues that people are not discussing at all. Down here on Earth, most of the radiation from the sun is blocked by our upper atmosphere. Mostly what comes down here to the troposphere where we live is the visible light, but not the ultraviolet is blocked. A lot of the infrared is blocked. A lot of the X-rays and the high energy stuff is blocked. And so we're relatively immune down here. But on Mars,
the purpose of the Van Allen belt? Is it protecting us somehow? Is that part of that protection?
No, it's just part of our magnetic field structure. The Earth has a magnetic field that's five layers, basically. The inner layer is a geomagnetic field that's permanent. The moon drives the inner currents in the Earth that set up a second layer of basically currents. Then we have the upper ionosphere.
Wow.
Looks like we've got some music coming in.
Yes, it does. It sounds like it. I don't know what it looks like to you, but it sure sounds like to me. More with James McCandy. We're going to talk about education on the other side. More with this. JMCCSCI.com. A variety of things. The wing generator we'll mention. And education. Check out his website. James McCandy. Coming back. ThePowerHour.com.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
PowerMall.com. That's where you get all the great products. That's how we're supported. That's how you're supported. Independent media, we don't get checks from big corporations that write letters about how good abortion is. We get checks from you. And that's the way we want it. We're an independent voice backed by you and the great products that we have in your donations. That's simple. Sherry Rogers was on yesterday. Dr. Rogers was fantastic as always. The detox cocktail that she formulated is on sale, 10% off. The Good Health Naturally Products Alpha Lipoic Acid, the R version, which Sherry recommends, the full spectrum vitamin E that you have to have, the phosphatidylcholine, and the vitamin D, the good source of vitamin D. All these things make a big difference. The Silver Shield deodorant, you know, we had Ray on a little earlier. Great deodorant. It's the best natural deodorant out there, really, ladies and gentlemen. And pay attention to that interview, what he said. It's very interesting. You may go through almost a detox process of getting away from those antiperspirant ones with the aluminum and how they block the pores. So you may experience, who knows what you'll experience, but just kind of be aware of that as your body detoxes from that and starts working again like it should. So you got the deodorant, the roll-on, the spray, the refill, the mouthwash, and the dog and bedding spray. We have some closeout sales on the mouthwash and the bedding spray, so please take advantage of that. Strauss Heart Drops, we are loaded up on it, and we have free shipping. So it's one of the most miraculous products that we carry, and we have free shipping on the Strauss Heart Drops. So take advantage of that. Also, 20% off, I think we still have some of the Willard Water Dark, some of the and a couple of the Toppersons on the 20% off, and the protein powder. So it looks like we still have a protein powder. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for protein, that maca powder we have 20% off over at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com. Please call, and thank you for your purchases and your orders, and please let us know how we can serve you better. You know, send emails to support@powerhournation.com, support@powerhournation.com, or call and tell us how we can do better for you at the Power Mall. We want to be of service to you and have a benefit to you as much as we can. So thank you so much for your support, thepowermall.com. www.thepowerhour.com. We're talking to James McKinney, our monthly fireside chat, so to speak, by the low glow of the moons of Mars or whatever. Something, I don't know. NASA will come up with some reason. Or the Van Allen Belt. We're warming ourselves by the Van Allen Belt radiation with James McKinney. 5G. I want to talk about 5G. Elon Musk has this vision of not only do we need 5G antennas on the ground everywhere, but we need them in the satellites up in space surrounding, cocooning the Earth in this 5G radiation and information. Your thoughts, is that possible? Is it a good idea? Anything. Your thoughts on that?
Well, it can be done. It looks like they can do it. One of the issues about a country is if it's up in space, and this is one of the big problems with outer space today, is who owns it? If somebody gets up with their corporate model, and here's a good example, the Starlink satellites that Elon Musk is putting up there now, he just launched 60 of them the other day, and they're in orbit right now. And space.com was going, ooh, wow, isn't this wonderful? They're all blinking. They have a light on them, and they blink. Now, there are going to be 12,000 of these orbiting Earth at a given time. If they're all blinking on a clear night, if you go out to Arizona, super clear night, the clearest night possible, with the naked eye, you can see about 3,000 stars. Well, what if you had 12,000 Starlink satellites blinking on and off up there?
Wow.
It would ruin your vision of the night sky. I mean, this is insane. And whoever thought of this as a good idea, but here's the problem. If some corporate entity decides to put something up in space, and there it is, as a country, you're stuck. I mean, you're down here. And they just discovered a big deposit of some kind of mineral on the moon. Well, who owns that? People are already talking about mining asteroids and, you know, getting fabulously wealthy on mining asteroids. And all of this data that has been taken at your taxpayer expense by NASA, identifying asteroids that have minerals, and then all of a sudden a private corporation goes out and grabs it and goes, thank you very much. You know, it's what's going on in space is like the Old West. And it's going to be a shooting match, and, as in general, the public is the one that's going to be the loser. They're going to be the ones that pay for it, and then they have to buy it again when the economy down on Earth here is fluctuating because of things going on in outer space.
So we could actually see, you know, Coca-Cola putting a huge billboard of flying over North America or something in space,
right.
or something,
yeah.
You know, who knows? A glowing, yeah, Coca-Cola ad in the middle of the night, at night. Something like that.
Or somebody decides they want to do a space elevator to their space hotel, and they start discharging the Earth's vertical field and start creating tremendous damage down here on Earth. I mean, there's all kinds of really stupid ideas out there that people have talked about, or tethering an asteroid for vertical ascent into space. I mean, these kind of ideas are
what
ridiculous.
Did you just say? So basically, it's like a wild bull running by and you roping it and then holding on for dear life. Is that what you just said?
That's right. But there's all kinds of problems with this, because now you have electrical discharges running up and down that cable. And nobody understands this. I've tried to explain this to NASA scientists before. There was an incident where NASA had a tether project. They were going to let it out of the space shuttle. And I told them, don't do it. You're going to discharge the local capacitor and cause a lot of damage. And they did, and that's what happened. They were going to let it out a couple kilometers, and they had it out only like a couple hundred feet, and this thing blew the door off of one of the space shuttles.
Oh,
knocked
wow.
out all the computers. Yeah, there's idiots that don't know what they're doing. And they don't, you know, literally they don't know what they're doing, but they're doing things.
Well, you are one of the pioneers, if not the pioneer, on this concept of the electrical universe. And it's still to this day, they seem resistant to get that. They think that space is just some empty space out there. But no, there's things we can't see that are, it's like a ocean of activity. Do they still not get this concept? It sounds like it.
No, they still don't. And the other issue is they're supporting groups that claim to be electric universe people. And it's just baloney. These people are idiots running around talking about planets flying around. And, you know, it's being supported to ruin my work, basically, to try and steal it and then overtake it.
And then co-opt it. And co-opt it, exactly. Pollute it, dilute it, and then turn it into a joke.
Yeah. And then they can come in and say, look at how stupid this electric universe stuff is. And my name never gets into the conversation because it's been absconded with by people that get a lot of money for running around thinking they're smart. And they're not. They're idiots.
Do you ever get blowback? You know, you're pretty, this conversation today is a pretty frank conversation. And who you are, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you know, I mean, James McKinney is not just any science teacher from your local community college or anything, or any local scientist. I mean, this is a real scientist we're talking to. His opinion holds weight in the scientific community in the world. Do you get blowback from frank conversations like this?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's people who really, really seriously do not like me. It's interesting. I get feedback from NASA scientists, people who are working at NASA who are very supportive of what I do. But they're stuck in their career, if you want to call it that.
Well, yeah, they get to hold the party line or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, but no, I get serious blowback. And, you know, people talk about being banned on YouTube. I was banned on YouTube the day YouTube started.
Before it was cool. You got banned on YouTube before it was cool.
Before it was in vogue, yeah. You try and put a comment, go to any page relative to science or anything else, put a comment, just put my name or reference my webpage. It'll be taken down instantly. They don't.
Wow. I want to talk about that dynamic for a second. We have about 15 minutes. We still got two or three things we have to go. So let's go quick on this, but I want to bring this up.
Yeah.
2 days ago, we talked to, I can't even remember her last name again. How silly of me. Her name was Terry. She wrote a book of What If We Were Wrong. She interviewed the father of the abortion industry in America, Dr. Bernard Nathanson. And he was talking about the propaganda and outright lies and the deception of how they manipulated America to accept, you know, basically abortion on demand. And there's parallels kind of to what you're saying. Why is it that they're controlling this electric universe narrative? Why is it that they're so censoring? Why are they so afraid of this? I mean, this seems like such a major thing or such a simple thing. Why would they? I don't understand it. Please explain.
Well, let me give a little story here. I was on Art Bell's show back in the mid-90s, about 1995. And it was a Christmas show. We were talking about the Russian space program. And we got into this topic. And Art asked me on the air, he said, Jim, he says, your stuff is clearly correct. There's no question that what you're doing is correct and that comets are not dirty snowballs. He said, but why is all the resistance? And I said, well, it's because the arrogance of NASA scientists and the publication, the peer-reviewed journals would all be wrong and they'd have to change all the textbooks. And he goes, you know, no. He said, they could kill you. They could steal your material. They could do all kinds of things to, you know, take it over. He said, but there's something else going on here. You know,
Art
was pretty perceptive.
Yes.
And that's just exactly what you're saying. He says, you know, why would something that's obviously scientifically correct, you know, when I was doing this in 1979, I was at Cornell, you know, this was brand new. Nobody even imagined anything like this. Nobody was, you know, I was pioneering all of this stuff and in the face of those NASA scientists there. But right from the very beginning, and then people like Dan Golden, the head of NASA, there were experiences people have had with him where he just gets outraged when you bring up my name. And the official response from anybody at NASA is no comment. They cannot talk about this. They cannot talk about it to graduate students that are working their way through graduate school. Nobody is allowed to even touch this with a 10-foot pole. And so now you come to the question, what's this all about? Well, if you understood that comets are not dirty snowballs, that there actually have been planetary encounters with Earth with big comets, and that these were Earth-changing events in Earth's history. For example, mass extinctions. We had a mass extinction on Earth here within the last 10,000 years because of a large comet coming by that became the planet Venus. The Mayans tell us this. Every ancient civilization tells us this. That's why they had to get rid of Velikovsky. It wasn't because he was talking about comets, because he hit the nail on the head. And so they don't want the true history of the human race to be exposed because they would lose power. What if everybody realized that any time in the future, and we don't have a date or a time or a selected object, but any time in the future, something major could happen. You would stop paying your house mortgage, your insurance. You would stop living in, you know, look at the evening news. It's all about the stock market and the jobless rate.
You wouldn't care. You'd lose interest.
You wouldn't care.
Yeah.
The people in power would lose power overnight, and they know it.
That is fascinating. What you just said is one of the most fascinating things I've heard on this show in a while. And the way you just said that, you know, that we are in such a frail and thin veil that it's holding us in place. And I mean, our minds, our ideas, our concepts, the lies, and we are held there by those lies. And that fabric, I mean, you talk about pulling a thread on a sweater and the whole sweater goes away. It's so veneer thin. That we don't even realize, and we don't realize how close we are to breaking through and our power exploding this whole false paradigm that is used to control us. Your comment.
That's exactly it in a nutshell, and they are desperately afraid of this. If you look at what, say, the Democrat fringe nutcases are doing now, they're very worried about Trump because he is a disruptor. He's not part of the crowd. He's not doing things that they're supposed to be doing. Hillary Clinton was supposed to win. She was going to take this country down, you know, beyond what Stalin ever saw. You know, eradicate any radio programs. This program would not be on the air. You know, all science would be mandated on top. You know, all of the schools would be run. In fact, they're doing this in the background right now. Google Education wants a worldwide program where students all learn the same so-called facts. And they're working in the background, but Trump was a disruptor. You know, and I don't agree with everything he does, whatever, but he disrupted their program big time. And if you look in what they're trying to do in, say, Latin America or in the Mideast or any other place, these are places that have resisted the world banking community. You know, Venezuela's sin against humanity is they have the biggest oil reserves in the world and they stopped selling in the petrodollar. They got out of the world bank system. Russia was thrown out of the G8 because it got out of the world bank and started its own international banking system with China and other countries. So yeah, we're in an absolute war, and it's not the global climate change war like Ocasio-Cortez, the ding dong from New York, would like to tell you. The real war is right now going on over your future. You know, the measles, the outbreaks that are occurring. Gee, they just happen to occur where people are saying we don't want vaccinations. Isn't that special?
I don't know why I'm laughing. You are one of the few guests that engages me. You crack me up. I just love having you on and love your perspective. We only got about 8-9 minutes. I absolutely want to, how can people talk about or find your educational pods, your scientific educational pods you mentioned earlier? How can they get in touch with that?
Well, like I was telling you, I'm starting a 100-week session. It's one show per week for preschool, kindergarten, K-12, university, and graduate school. And I've already got a lot done on this in my books and in other paid casts, etc. But my paid cast is $3.95 a month. It's on my webpage, jmccsci.com. And I encourage people to go sign up. But the next 100 weeks, I'm going to be building an education course that could be done at home or in schools or kids after school or whatever, so that we get back to real education, primarily in the sciences and math.
I love it.
Math and science have been so ridiculously distorted. My paid cast, for example, about a year ago, year and a half ago, I did a whole series. I did a 20 series part criticizing the Cosmos series. The Cosmos series was just talk about bad science. Carl Sagan done in 1980. He was doing that when I was at Cornell. He was out in Hollywood becoming a movie star. But that's where they solidified the story that they're trying to pawn off on the public. And it is still the biggest selling science book in the world. They're pushing that agenda, and that includes global warming, greenhouse effect. That's where it all came from. That was the stamp approval of science that they have followed. And anybody working for the government or an agency, let's be frank, 99.999% of all scientists and engineers somehow work for the federal government or on programs related to it. And everybody is afraid to speak up. I don't do any of that. I run my own programs, and frankly, I'm far ahead in my prime number work, in my science, in all the science I've been doing on the electrical nature of the universe. I'm light years ahead of, you combine everything that's being done in standard science today and mathematics, and I'm far ahead of all of it. Why? Not because I'm smarter than anybody else. It's just that I didn't get wrapped up in the gig. I didn't buy into it.
Let me stop you right there. We got about 7 minutes, and I really want to get to this. I think this is super important. You mentioned education. Yeah. Let's get out of the stars for a minute, and let's talk about, right here on planet Earth and probably your local school, certainly in areas in California. This very disturbing story. I'm not going to go over it again, ladies and gentlemen, for sensible ears or sensitive ears, but in California, other schools, they are teaching some of the most crazy, bat crap things you can ever imagine to 10-year-olds right now. Your thoughts, where is this going? I'm just out. If I'm a parent, I am going Looney Tunes if I would have found somebody teaching my child this.
Well, let's go back a little bit in history. This country was founded on Christian principles. That has all been done away with because supposedly against the Constitution and freedom of expression, and what has been replaced with is a bunch of Looney Tune stuff. And the issue is that the majority of people in the United States have lost control of the schools. The schools have been taken over by basically communist ideology and a pagan sciences, for example, very pagan, very atheist. And if you look at everything that is being promoted, that, evolution of the stars and then evolution of people, that's also started in the Cosmos series, where Carl Sagan walks on this map of time, and he starts at the Big Bang, and all of a sudden, at the end of it, people are walking around. It basically takes away your individuality. It takes away your spirit. How does the spirit of humanity, of your being, come into play in evolution? There is no room for it. Where is the room for a designer? There is no room for it. The idea of evolution has no scientific verification of any kind. Where have you ever read one species has evolved from another? It doesn't exist, yet it's taught in every textbook.
Stop right there. James, let me pause you right there. I think what you just said is critically, critically important. Ladies and gentlemen, this is, without a question, almost to everybody listening, is the greatest scientific mind you will probably ever get access to or to hear on this level. James, I want you to be clear on this, and I've said this a million times on the show. There is zero evidence of macroevolution on this planet. Zero, zero, zero. Is that true or false?
That's absolutely true. In fact, we could go through science textbooks from kindergarten to university and talk about, you know, we're not talking about balls rolling down a hill here. We're talking about, you know, things that get beyond basic rudimentary science. And probably very few things could even possibly be true. And a lot of this starts with astronomy, that these ideas that the Earth formed 4.5 billion years ago is totally bogus. They picked up a few rocks on the surface of the Earth and they go, oh, these look like 4.5 billion years old. Oh, the Earth is 4.5 billion years old. There's no evidence at all of anything like this. What they're saying is ludicrous. There's no proof of any kind, and they repeat it and they repeat it like a bad nursery rhyme. That's science today. A lot of unrelated scientific alleged facts.
In your dealings with other scientists, top-level scientists, I get the impression that as people really study the universe and understand it, that they start to become creationists, that they start to see intelligent design and all that. Would you say that that's true, or what's your feeling there?
That goes both ways. It goes both ways.
Interesting. There's the music. I'm sorry we're out of time. Always a pleasure, James. JMCCSCI, James McCanney Science. JMCCSCI.com is his website. Well worth your time. You can check out the education components we have. Maybe you can get one of your videos, and we'll put one of those videos up so people can see it and kind of give them a teaser to it so they can see it. But, James McCanney, an absolute pleasure to have you on. God bless you and everything you're doing, my friend.
Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.
Yes, you will. There he goes. You heard it straight here from the horse's mouth, ladies and gentlemen. This is a very, very critical scientific mind. God bless you. I won't be here tomorrow. George will be in. And then Friday, Sherry Tenpenny.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using carnivora, because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.